Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then, I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
1-1 pitch, swung on, lifted to left, high and deep, going back, Grichuk at the wall, it's gone. Game tied, Trey Turner with his 16th home run of the season, and he extends his home hitting streak.
Oh, welcome on in. It is Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you here on this Monday night. Good to be back on Final Out. It's just nothing better than reacting to Phil's wins, especially when there's 40-plus thousand there, especially when the Angels are in town, especially when the headliner is Mickey Moniak and not Shohei Ohtani. Just what a night, and what a run, and what a homestand for this team. I mean, again, the only game – I mean, of this homestand that they've lost was a game in which Bryce Harper tied it up with a three-run home run in the ninth, which is still awesome. So it's a fun time. Let's get to the biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Obviously, if you're leaving the ballpark, we'd love to hear from you. The one negative of the ballpark being as filled as it is, a little tougher getting out of there. So if you're stuck in traffic, let's just revel in this. You know, I've been waiting, and it just – like, this is what 2009 to 11 felt like. Like, obviously, the run in 07 to chase down the Mets was special. And, you know, making the playoffs, it carried over. But the true, like, difference-making Citizens Bank Park, I don't think really took off until after they won the World Series. And then that's when the sellout streak happened. And that's when every single night – down at the ballpark, it was a freaking party. And there was something that Brandon Marsh said last week, I think before the Giants series, in the first game of that series, where he said, we got to protect Citizens Bank Park. And Brandon Marsh is like an interesting guy, to say the least. But like, if that's this team's mindset, I mean, who knows what they can accomplish? Because that's – like, having the mindset of we got to protect Citizens Bank Park, we got to have those fans back. They have had our back. You are seeing – and I've talked about this a ton, but it's so hard not to just revel in this – is that what is happening down at Citizens Bank Park is a fan base wrapping its arms around a team and a team just going out there, showing up, and just – beating bad teams and taking advantage of mistakes. And yes, even though they go down early in seemingly every single game, they fight their way back. The starting pitchers stay in it, and then they get some insurance runs late. They're hitting a ton of home runs. I mean, they have 51 home runs now in the month of August. They're extending a franchise record, and they're finally looking like the team that we had dreamed about. This offseason, after they signed Trey Turner, they are starting to look like that team where when we were saying in the offseason, dude, we just added Trey freaking Turner to the National League champs. They're starting to look like that. They're starting to turn it on, and they're starting to really create some headway here and have that ballpark be the coolest place in sports for this next month. A month and a half, however long the run is. And I'm happy that we're finally getting to feel that. Because obviously, last October was incredible, November slash whatever. But this is when the city truly gets behind a baseball team. And it's not just a month. It's a season. That's what's going on down at Citizens Bank Park. And obviously, our player of the game tonight, he opened the show, and he has just been on an insane tear since standing ovations. Is obviously Trey Turner, and he is our player of the game, which is brought to you by South Jersey Gas, committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas. Make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lowmyhome. I mean, you know, he has the two home runs. He has the home run early. He has a second home run. He's just a totally, totally different player. And I think the biggest takeaway from his game right now is, like, he is – I feel like he's always been pretty stoic, even when things are going well. Like, he just kind of plays, goes out there, does his thing, posts, plays every day. But what you're seeing from Trey Turner now – It just looks like he's having the most fun he's ever had playing baseball. Like, he looks so happy, and he finally looks like, I'm home. And that's really, really important. And we're reaping the benefits of it, because I never thought we would get the $300 million Trey Turner that we paid for in the offseason, and he showed up, whatever. We're starting to see that guy now. You know, I would have settled at one point this year for like 260 and I don't know, like 18 to 20 homers, whatever. But now we're starting to see exactly who they paid for. And he's out of this world. Like, the standing ovations thing, they happened. It's been incredible. I am, like, even though I was obviously a big advocate for it, I am shocked at how well it turned out for him. And how well it turned out for this entire team. And I think when you look back on whenever the season ends, whether it's world championship or not, that moment's going to be the one that I think could be the face of the Phillies video yearbook this year. And how they've played, the way they've played, the way the city has just embraced them, that's what you're seeing. That's special. And that's what makes baseball, I think, the greatest sport on earth. All of that is my biggest takeaway of the game, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. 215-592-9494 is how you get in if you're leaving the game and would like to get in. Would love to talk to you. My other big takeaway from the game is, like, I have no idea what to make of Taiwan Walker. And I know that sounds like a cop-out. I'm a pitching guy. I love pitching. He's so hard to figure out. Because it's like, yeah, he pitched semi-deep into the game tonight. He battled. But it's such a kind of uninspiring little bit of an effort there for Taiwan Walker. And if the playoffs started right now, I don't think I can give him the ball. I know they paid for him to be here. I understand all that. But he's just – I can't trust him. And the final results are the final results. He's winning games. But it doesn't – the win total doesn't match the eye test. So I keep waiting for him to get back on a streak like we saw in June, but I don't know. And if the playoffs started right now, it was at least a three-game series. I'm going Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, we'll see. Some good news on him earlier today. And I'd give Christopher Sanchez the ball before Tom Walker at this point, which is a shocking development. But, again, just okay tonight. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Gavin's going to kick us off tonight in Whitehaven. What's happening, Gav?
Hey, what's going on, Jack?
Nothing much, man. What a night, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was there at the game right in the left field, watched the second homer go right over my head.
Well, come on, man. Why didn't you make a play on it?
Too high. I even tried jumping for it.
Yeah? What was the crowd like tonight down at the ballpark?
Oh, my God. It was crazy. I the last time I saw it that full, and I've been to a couple games this year, was back with the NLDS when I was there for game four.
Yeah, I thought Saturday's game and the Bryce Harper inside the parker, it was like different kind of crowds. I know because Otani's in the ballpark, people definitely wanted to get down there. It's great for baseball that like he can at least still hit.
It was nice to see Otani too.
Yeah, for sure. And you're seeing the ballpark like rather than I thought early in the season. It kind of felt like the ballpark was on top of the team and they were trying to do too much and the pressure was like, you know, you could just feel it mounting with every little thing kind of going wrong. Now, I feel like the difference post-ovations is they can just go play. And I think that is so important for where this team is at, and that's 100% the crowd.
Absolutely. I mean, it was, like I said, absolutely electric. It's weird to see it that full, that hype. I mean, I even got to see, like, with Matt Strom, he looked like he was locked in because he knew how big of a moment it was to take on Otani, and it was just, crowd was right behind him. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Gavin. I'm glad you got down there to see Otani. I mean, just the hottest ticket in sports right now. Besides Messi, I guess, is going to see Otani. And Matt Strom came in and did a job, and then, you know, we just have to put him out there for that second inning. I know they're trying to get through a game, but I just feel like it never works out. But regardless, yeah, you know, and there was times post the run, and really in the doldrums of the rebuild where there's a lot of talk of baseball being dead and people not want to or never going to come back to the ballpark and stuff like that. And obviously last October taught us that wasn't totally true, but the way it's carried over, and I know that there's been good crowds the majority of the season, but it just feels like these last 2 weeks you are seeing a true difference-making home field advantage that doesn't happen everywhere in baseball. That's what the Phillies have right now down there at Citizens Bank Park. And it's a party every single night. I know school's going to be back a little bit later, or, you know, coming up soon, and if it hasn't already started already. But, like, just skip school. We've got a baseball season. Skip school. Who cares? You can get all that back during Eagle season. 215-592-9494 is Jack Fritz. Hanging out with you here on The Final Out. On the other side, some good injury news from earlier today, some thoughts on the bullpen, and we are inching closer to one milestone for one big Philly. What is it? We'll get to all of that coming up next here on The Final Out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
This is The Final Out, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Giolito, the 1-1, swung on, hit well, right field, it's got a chance, it's going, and it's gone. A laser for Harper over the out-of-town scoreboard, right center field, and just like that, this game is tied up. Harper's 13th of the year, and it's 3-3.
A
welcome on back. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Bryce looked good. You know, obviously he's been just demolishing the baseball the last like 2 weeks, and I was worried, admittedly, that coming off the Tommy John, were we going to be able to see the power come back? And because I was like, well, it probably takes like a year. You saw Ohtani coming off the Tommy John. The power took a little bit to come back. Didi, I feel like the power never came back. Corey Seager, the power was down a little bit when he came back from Tommy John. So, you know, I was like, well, listen, he's hitting for a high average, but the power thing probably not happening this year. And then, like we should probably stop doing, is never a doubt Bryce just turns back into being Bryce Harper and had a nice play late. Obviously, the last play of the game with a Turner threw a little worm burner that Bryce was able to stay in front of. Kind of like a hockey goalie, I guess, more than a first baseman. But gets the job done, and hopefully his confidence continues to grow over there because, like, I know they're winning with Schwarber left and Cave or whoever at first, but like everything looks so much better when they can just have Harper at first and Martian left with Rojas in center field. Like it just works. And that home run tonight for Bryce brought him to 298, so he's two away from number 300, and it's just, you start thinking of Bryce Harper milestones and how he's about to be the 300. 400 is obviously next. And then you start dreaming on 500. And I do think he's going to need one of those, like, I would like a, you know, 35-plus home run season, maybe a couple of those, because I think that's something that would obviously mean a lot to him. But, you know, seeing outside of winning a world championship, Bryce getting to 500 and – you know, what that moment will be, like a culmination of signing the contract and turning into like Mr. Philadelphia. I've already started thinking a lot about it. I've 100% started thinking about Bryce's 500th home run. And if it's on the road, like obviously chasing that down. But yeah, Bryce is now two away from 300 home runs. And I'm sure it's going to be a little special. Hopefully he doesn't do it on the road. Maybe one tonight and one on Wednesday afternoon, maybe two tomorrow night. Who knows? 215-592-9494. We're getting back to the phones here in 1 second, but Ranger Suarez threw a bullpen before the game, which is good. You know, I kind of had the feeling it was a bit of a phantom IL when he was put on it. It was like a hamstring, and you know, those, how can you tell if you have a hamstring issue? Like you could wake up every day with a hamstring issue. So you know, Rob Thompson said before the game he looked great. You know, he showed up to spring training, or no, he showed up to the World Baseball Classic, left that with a forearm thing, never really had a spring training, got up, was really good after his first, like, three starts, and then kind of looked like he hit a wall. But as we go down the stretch run here and you see what Wheeler's done, you see what Nola's done his last two starts, if they can get Ranger to somewhere between June and the rest of the season, he doesn't have to be what he was in June where he pitched like a 1-2 ERA, but if he can just be a guy that gives them 6-7, allows less than 3 runs, when you get into the postseason and you get how this offense is going right now, changes everything. Because if he can, like, I don't totally trust Lorenzen. I know the no-hitter, and we'll see how he does tomorrow night. I don't really trust Taiwan Walker. I think Chris Sanchez can. Ranger Suarez, for me, is still getting a wild card series start, even if it is a game 3. So I would like for him to get on a bit of a run here, because when he gets comfortable and he gets rolling, we've seen what he's been able to do in like 5 or 6 start stretches. So before the end of the season, like just getting Ranger, getting back to being that kind of guy would just pay so much dividends for this team. Let's go back to the phones. Again, if you're leaving the stadium, we'd love to hear from you. A packed crowd down at the ballpark that, of course, leads to more traffic. Ben is in Center City. What's happening, Ben?
How you doing, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing great, buddy. Were you down at the ballpark tonight?
I've had the pleasure. I was Friday, Saturday, and now tonight. So it's been an incredible long weekend of baseball.
The clear follow up is, will you be there tomorrow night? I mean, you're on a good little stretch here.
I wish. I'm off on the plan for a bit. I think till maybe a couple Saturdays from now. But I've been very lucky. This is my second two home run game I've been at for Trey, and he's just. Am I crazy to say maybe 280 at the end of the season?
I know. I mean, he's already creeping his way back towards 260. Again, I think he's batting like 360 since the ovation. So, listen, 280, he's going to have to go. He's gonna continue this hot streak for sure. But, I mean, 270? Can we get 270 and like 22 home runs? We take that at this point.
With how he started, yeah, we would take that. But he's been fun to watch as of late.
Yeah, for sure, Ben, and I appreciate the call. He's been great. And again, I was at the point where I was never out on Trey. Like, I was never like, this guy's bad, he's cooked, he's done, yada yada yada. Like, you don't go from what you did in the World Baseball Classic to immediately being done in a month. So I was never in that kind of mode. But I felt like it was a Castellanos year, and I think that's where a lot of people were. And I remember saying, like, right before the ovations, it's like, I just think it's going to happen this year. You know, if it happens, great. If he goes on a run, awesome. But I'm not going to bank on it. But the fact that we're getting this version of Trey Turner, I mean, it's the best deadline acquisition they could ask for. They got the guy they paid for. I mean, that's what he's doing right now. Now, he's making up for lost time in a hurry. But this is who they got. This is who they paid. And the fact that now, it's incredible. The fact that they have the Trey Turner they paid for, and they have Bryce Harper with his superpowers back, coupled with what Schwarber's done outside of tonight. Like, this offense and the stars finally doing their thing. JT, definitely right now on the struggle bus. It is interesting. You know, it feels like he's been pretty brutal here. He's got like a 280 batting average in August. So it's like, yeah, it's looked worse than that. But even that's, I guess, I mean, we take that Bohm and Stott, you never totally worry about. I mean, we're starting to see the offense that, I mean, we thought they could be. And I always kind of scoffed at the idea of 4 to 5 runs a game. It's like, well, it's baseball, it's hard. But they're starting to string that together. And they've been one of the 5 best offenses in baseball, and they've hit the most home runs in baseball in August. Like, it's a good run for this Phillies offense. Sean is in Cherry Hill. What's happening, Sean?
Jack, so I'm glad I got on with you. I got a couple things, and then let me hit it home quick with bringing my dad to a game this year about the electricity there.
Awesome.
I was there today, and one thing, I love the Eagles more than I love the Phillies, but they are but there was people trying to do an Eagles chant when it was like 4-3, and I was like, no, like, I am all for an Eagles chant at a Phillies game when it's like 12-1 either way, you know, but it was close. That, I think we got to cut out. I'm not going to lie. Listen, least this time of year.
I appreciate the good fight, Sean. I appreciate it. We need to cut that nonsense out. If they're winning, great. Right. If they're losing, whatever. But, like, that's a tight spot, Sean.
Time. Yeah, this kind of game, come on now. So I know you're the guy with Trey, obviously. That worked. What is up with JT's number? This is weird. Obviously, we can't do a standing ovation for him again, but, like, we got to let JT know. Like, Philly loves you, dude. Like, if he gets it together, everybody is clicking, literally. Like, everything we need almost.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what to do now, but.
Yeah, it's interesting, Sean. Like I just mentioned, heading into the night in August, he does have an 813 OPS. I know it hasn't felt like it, and I'm with you. He feels more brutal than that, but I guess at the same time, and I said this on the pod, and I said it earlier today, it's like, I don't think he's I don't think he's killing them. Like, if they get JT to being any semblance of the guy he's been the last couple of years, like, who knows how good this team is. But with him batting sixth or seventh, when Turner was struggling, when Schwarber goes into his struggles, when Castellanos goes into his struggles, like, they're kind of killing the top of the lineup. Right now, if JT can just piece it together and get back to being like 75% of the player that he usually is, I mean, you're talking about going from a really good offense to a great offense.
So he's still the best catcher in baseball, even if he ain't hitting the baseball. So that's the best part. I said that to like a 10-year-old probably at the park today that had a JT jersey on. He was so excited and then so bummed when he had struck out or popped out or something, and then he made a good play behind the plate. I'm like, that's why we like JT, you know? So my dad, he took me to, I think he hasn't been to a game over 10 years, you know, but it was maybe like 2011, 2010. And I got a 4-year-old daughter now, and I told her the other day, like, I've been to a handful of games this year and then some with her just alone. And I was like, go tell Papa up, like, hey, like, when are we going to go to a game? So he gets down there, and it was the worst game that I've been to this year. But my dad still had the time of his life just because of how, like, cool the city was. You know, if I took him to a game 3 or 4 years ago, we probably would have been sitting right next to the players, and it wouldn't have been as fun, even though we were all the way up in the high seats now. So it's so cool just to see that less than a year can make it that much better just in the city. So it's as good as it gets right now, and everything's clicking except at home.
And that's what makes it even better, Sean. I'm glad you're able to take Pops to a ball game. I mean, 10 years in between ball games is a lot, but you know, it's a special ballpark, and it's a special place when this team's rolling, and the way that they're playing right now, I mean, they are 100% rolling, and I do this a lot where it's like I just can't wait for the next game, but we're in that time of the year, and we're in that time of the season where it's just like I need it to be 6:40 tomorrow. Some quick thoughts on the bullpen before we take a little bit of a break here. It was nice to see Kimbrel have a clean ninth. You know, the last little bit, I feel like he's been leaking oil a little bit. Fastball location still wasn't great, but he spun off some good breaking balls, so that was good to see. Again, like as we go down the stretch run here, I think he would be someone, if they can extend this lead out a little bit, would be a good candidate to Phantom IL or whatever. Just get him off his feet so that as you get into this back half of September and the postseason, you can get a better version of Craig Kimbrel. I mean, he's a guy who's closed out a ton of games. He's pitched a ton this year. He's been healthy. So if they can just kind of maybe get him off his feet a little bit, again, that only happens if they can extend their lead. And then Gregory Soto, with Alvarado being back, can just kind of settle into a role where he doesn't have to try to be Alvarado. And I think that's important. If he doesn't have to try to be as good as Jose Alvarado and can just go be Gregory Soto, I think they have a pretty good pitcher here. And Soto's had a weird year because, he has like 4 or 5 outings where he allows nothing, and then bang, there's a 4 spot, and it jacks his ERA totally up. When he's on, I mean, he's as good as Alvarado. The problem is he's just a heart attack to watch on most nights. But if they can get him right the last couple outings, he looks like he's starting to turn a corner here. I mean, they have so much power back there. And Matt Strom, not totally freaking out. He had the strikeout of Ohtani. That's a big spot. And then having to calm down and go back out there, it's a natural letdown spot for a pitcher. Overall, though, the Phillies, their starters have gone deeper in games than any other starting staff in baseball. And if they can just get back into more of that stuff, it would help out the back of this bullpen, obviously, immensely. 215-592-9494. On the other side, we will obviously run through your phone calls, but also look ahead to tomorrow before handing things off to Jody Mack. It's Jack Fritz here on the Final Out.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
This is the Final Out, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
3-2, runners go. The pitch is hit sharply. Diving, Turner's got it. Hops up, spins, fires. He got him. Great play by Trey Turner to save further trouble. Ranging up the middle, Turner makes the diving stop on Ohapi, and that'll do it for the Angels.
That is our Mike's Amazing Play of the Game, presented by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil of the Phillies. Welcome on back. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looks so good. And, yeah, I mean, again, this Trey Turner turnaround has just been phenomenal to watch. And it's going to go down as one of the coolest fan moments, really of our lifetime. But not only has he been doing it at the plate, and I think his whole vibe has been really good. You know, he looks happy. He finally looks settled. You know, he's like early in the season when Marsh and Stott were trying to dump water on him or throw stuff at him, it felt like he was kind of like, all right, relax. Like, come on, we're big leaguers. But he's loosened up from that standpoint, and I think that's good for everyone on the team. And, you know, his defense was something that I think when you see the contract, you're like, oh, he's a shortstop. He can do everything. You know, maybe the defense is going to be really good. And in the beginning of the year, it was just not. And he's like five throwing errors in the year now. And obviously the error down in Miami just was not obviously the slick as a fielder's. And he had the drop pop up in Pittsburgh and games like that, whatever. Ever since the ovations, the bat's been really good. The vibe's been really good, but the defense has definitely taken a step forward. Although, I mean, the throw in the ninth was just a bit off. But just making that play, the confidence there, being able to kind of play free, you're seeing, again, the guy that they paid for, and you're seeing the best version of Trey Turner. 215-592-9494. We will look ahead to tomorrow, but let's go back to the phones and talk to Willie in Doylestown. What's happening, Willie?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, buddy. How was the game tonight?
Pretty wild. We were like six rows up from left field. I was like right to the right of Trey Turner's both home runs.
Well, but I'll say this: it's tougher to go get them now than it was back in the day. I mean, you got to like fight through a sea of people to get the home run balls now.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty wild. First off, I got to say I've been trying to call in for months now for the Jack and Reese show or whatever. Because I think you guys are by far like the best out of all the shows.
Thank you.
And don't let Howard Eskin call you a chump, because I think he's the biggest chump when it comes to the Philly talk.
I mean, he hates the Phillies. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, you can't give them a fair shake. They're always got something to prove to Howard. It's okay. I mean, they'll just go out there and keep proving them wrong.
He hates one of the greatest Phillies of all time, and that's Chase Utley. And that really ticks me off.
Well, listen, man, that's why he's the genius. That's why he's the genius. What do you got on the game tonight?
My only thing with you is why do you think they switched out J.K. with Rojas so early? Like, I didn't think Cave was doing that bad in left field. I know he was kicking butt in the Iron Pigs all year and stuff. So that's all I got with you, because I do agree with you when you say that you got to keep Harper at first, let him stay in the field a little bit and stop going back and forth in DH. But that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
But great show.
Appreciate the call, Willie. Yeah. Listen, getting Harper back to first base, letting him kind of, get more acclimated to it. It's going to be an adjustment. It was always going to be an adjustment. I think it was important for right now. It's August. You're at home. The vibes down at Citizens Bank Park are really high. I know he had the back injury, but at the same time, like, I've seen him smoke balls all over the field. If healthy, getting him out there at first base and letting him get his feet wet at this point is what they have to do, because, like, if you get into the postseason, I don't want him still kind of learning on the job. I mean, it's always going to be an adjustment, but if he can just get as right as he possibly can now, when the stakes are a little bit lower, it should theoretically make October and everything after that that much easier. So I was really glad to see him in the lineup tonight at first base. I think it's important. You know, it's good to see him hit a home run with, like, you know, again, probably 110 miles an hour off the bat with playing first base. I'm sure his body's adjusting to it. I'm sure he looks, you know, definitely more tired maybe with having to play the field. But as we go down the stretch run here, if they can get Schwarber off his feet, I think you're seeing that pay some dividends. And obviously just a Rojas Marsh or a Rojas Cave outfield, just it just makes everything so, so much easier. Ryan was at the game. What's happening, Ryan?
Hey, Jag, what's going on?
Oh, it's been great, man. It's a good time to be a Phils fan. How was the game tonight?
It was so awesome. I'm actually still in the car right now, driving home.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest difference with, you know, now there being 40,000 there, is that it takes a way longer time to get home.
Yeah, and I'm actually originally from downtown, but I'm at school right now in Kutztown. Like, I go to college. I'm a senior.
Love
I actually skipped my first class today of the entire year to go to this game. So it was pretty worth it, to say the least.
Well, hold on. How could it be the entire year? Haven't you only been in classes for a week?
Today was the first class of the year.
So you're one for one.
So, yeah, not that good of a student, but, you know, I got to go to the game. I had a meeting with my buddy, and we went down to the game, so I couldn't
miss
it. Listen,
man, it's your senior year. The Phils are hot. I mean, you won't get those moments back. It's okay. I mean, I guess I shouldn't
exactly
be advocating for it, but listen, it is what it is.
Exactly, and I knew you'd appreciate that. But what I wanted to say was, it is seriously so special being down at that ballpark right now. Like, I swear, tailgating, just the whole vibe is so, like, it's insane. Everyone wants to be down there. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone I know, every fan wants to be a part of this team. They're so likable. They attract people. They attract fans, and it's just so special being down there at the ballpark this time.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Ryan. And that's what's so fun about this run, is obviously the team, how they're playing, but they're just, you can just tell. You can just tell they're feeding off the energy of the fans. And that's, again, I mentioned at the open, but that's what made 09 through 11 and those regular season and those moments and the times where it felt like the fans were affecting the outcome of what was happening on the field. And I hope the Phillies are listening, because if they're listening on their way home from the game or whatever, and everyone's calling in talking about how special it is down there right now, like, that's what it's for. And I hope that John Middleton feels like, you know what, I'm going to keep investing in this team, because when this city gets behind a baseball team, it is a special, special place to be. Tomorrow night, we look to continue the good vibes. I'll obviously be on post game. Michael Lorenzen on the mound versus Tyler Anderson. Michael Lorenzen, like, throws a no-hitter, has the 8 innings in his first Marlins start, and then it's just been bleh ever since. So I know he threw 124 pitches. I know that I guess that could be a workload, but at the same time, he had 9 days off. I can't tell which is more, a ton of pitches or the 9 days off that have led to his last two starts. But if they can just get it kind of rolling here, feels like everything's been up a little bit, like even his changeup he's been leaving up, and it just has not had good results. So he was pitching really well before he got here. He got here and was really good, and hopefully they can kind of get him back on track, or else, you know, if the playoffs are starting, I'd probably have him in the bullpen. Going against former Philly Tyler Anderson, Francisco Rojas, he was traded for who back in 2022? Do you remember the Tyler Anderson trade that fell through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Christian Hernandez.
That was that the Seattle one?
No, it was when he was on the Pirates.
He was supposed to go to Seattle, right?
He was supposed to go here, and then, yeah, it fell through, and I think he ended up in Seattle.
He did end up in Seattle, right?
Yeah, okay. And then he signed with the Dodgers on, like, a one-year deal, and now he's on the Angels. And, of course, since the Angels are, you know, a bit of dinosaurs when it comes to modern baseball, they can't figure out Tyler Anderson. So he's more back to being the bad version of Tyler Anderson than the Dodgers version, who was really, really good. So 7.36 ERA in August. His ERA is over 5 on the year. Lefty on the mound against the Phils offense at home. I like that matchup a lot. Either way, should be a fun one. And again, just we get to see more Phil's baseball tomorrow, 6:40. So obviously really looking forward to that. Thanks to Francisco Rojas for producing the program tonight. And Mark Cernerese will lead you into the game tomorrow, and I will be back post-game. Jody Max got you next. He'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.